Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A new study by Deloitte came out and said that millennials, 43% of them, expect to leave their current job within 2 years. Larry Winget is a pit bull of personal development. He joined Fox News to talk about why people sometimes seem to get bored, especially millennials, with their job.
Well, we need to look at why this is really happening. You know, I have three grandsons, and they get all into something, and they're into it for a little while, and then they run over and start doing something else, and then they get bored with that and go do something else. And we have to understand that this story, just like with my grandkids, is about maturity. And these kids are immature. They're letting their feelings and their emotions run their lives. And mature people don't do that. We're about commitment, responsibility. When you give your word, you keep it. And that's what taking a job is all about. When you give your word that you're going to show up and you work, you keep it. That's a character issue. And that's taught by parents.
Winget also reminds us of one key thing.
We have to always remember when we're talking about millennials, we're not talking about the majority of millennials. 43% is approaching a pretty good number, though. But they also have to remember that at some point, after they followed their bliss, they quit their job. And, you know, the story is a story I was just reading about this topic. They got a kid that's 27 years old. Well, that's not a kid anymore. He's making over $100,000 a year, and he just can't understand why they'll only give him 2 weeks off. He just can't deal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Okay, today's weather, we can look forward to a high of 81 and a low of 61 tonight. Times of clouds and sun, so a really good day all around. Tuesday, tomorrow, is going to be a little cooler, a beautiful day at 75 degrees. A low of 61. Wednesday, we can look forward to a high of 81, some clouds, and possibly a little thunderstorm happening.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, welcome to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Brooke Sellis, but actually me for the summer. We're two women on a mission to support ladies in the workplace climbing the corporate ladder or looking to be the girl boss of their own company. With a combined 10 years of being girl bosses, we all lend insight to what it's like to be a woman leading the way at work today and answer your burning questions about being a girl boss.
Hello, Deb.
Happy
Devin. Monday. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you.
Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. I was enjoying the weather that we were having.
Oh, I was not. I was up in Canada.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I flew to Canada. Some friends of ours.
What were you doing up there?
Friends of ours have a cabin up there, and they're both pilots. And they flew us. Yeah, so fun.
So you flew?
They flew us in a small plane.
Even better.
Yeah. That's what we love about Hunterdon, all those little planes going overhead and stuff.
Well, as long as you can do it when Trump's not in town.
Oh, he was in town, so yeah, and we could do it.
I was going to say, he was
at Bedminster or something, yeah.
So you didn't have a problem, you just went around the no-fly zone.
They have, if you put in your flight, if you tell them where you're going, there's a IFR, they call it, or something like that.
Okay.
It's all right, so you're good
Perfect.
To go.
Perfect.
Oh, am I too loud today, Devin?
I don't know. I'm having some troubles with the controls. I'm worried that I'm not on, but I am. Can you guys hear me?
Wait.
Anyway.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. We're a little late today. We were having some technical, because last week went so well with the technology, we were having some technical difficulties today, but I think we're starting to
get the case. Has par for course for Girl Boss, right?
I know.
But that's okay. It's one of these days. It's the entertaining part of us.
So, we have a guest here today. You want to make the introduction?
Oh, you bet. It's my pleasure to introduce to all of you Janice Schuttler of Belfour Property Restoration. Hey, hello. Janice, say hello to the world.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
We are so glad to have you today.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Janice is a badass in the... sorry, Devin's eyebrows shot up. She's really amazing at what she does.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, Janice works in a world. Tell us a little bit about the world you work in, Belfour Property Restorations.
Yes, I work for a property restoration, which happens to be the world's largest property restoration company. We specialize in commercial restoration. We're a general contractor that specializes in property restoration. We also do residential as well.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, it's an amazing company, and we are there to help people who have had disasters, and it's very rewarding at times to be able to see what devastation can do, and then see how we go in and we restore it to practically back to new, if not. It's really amazing.
So what got you into it?
Well,
you're like a woman in a traditionally a man's field.
Yes.
You know, the heavy lifting of restoration.
Yes. Good way to put it.
Like you just said, the devastation that can happen.
Yes.
We all remember Sandy.
Yes.
And some of us remember Irene, and some of us remember Floyd. And I lived through the blizzard of 77. The destruction that happens is pretty heavy.
It is.
So how did you end up in this? And you do sales for the company, I understand that, but that's still traditionally a highly male field.
Actually, it's actually funny how I started. I started after having children. I took off from my career to raise my children and went back part-time and was asked to start at a home inspection company
to do
part-time sales just to get back into the work world again. Well, that ended up going from home inspection to restoration. And I was with another company prior to Belfour and for 17 years, but always wanted to work with Belfour because those were the big guys.
The big guys.
And
wait, just to get this straight before you go further. Home inspection requires you to crawl under houses and into attics and all sorts of places with creepy, crawly, dirty, nasty things.
Yes.
Well,
luckily I was not doing the home inspection. I was doing the sales for the home inspection company.
Oh, good. Oh, okay.
But that being said,
in
restoration, I've been in homes that were on fire.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Buildings and things of that sort. So I've seen biohazard. I've seen crime scene.
Oh, my goodness.
And I've seen the devastation of what weather can bring or natural disasters. So
I mean, given that you're seeing all of the negative impacts, it must be very rewarding to see what happens after your company comes in and goes through with the restoration, right?
Absolutely. Especially when I go to a fire and it's been a residential home that's went on fire, and you meet with these people, and it could be 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're devastated.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the first thing I try to do is calm them down. And
so you come to the scene?
I do.
Like when it's...
I do.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
If it's my customer, yes, I will.
Wow.
And I go in and try to calm them down, try to relax them if I can, make sure there's no pets in there, set them up in a hotel if I have to temporarily until the insurance companies kick in. I've gone to Walmarts and Targets and buy them toiletries and things that they need. And just knowing that they
this is
have...
why I love Janice. Not to interrupt you, but this is one of the reasons I love you. You're just amazing.
Thank you.
Very thoughtful.
Thank you. It's very rewarding to be able to help people in need like that. So
what do you see this time of year happening the most?
This time of year is a little quiet for us. I have to say, unless we get hit with a hurricane, because hurricane season does start from June to November. So depending on the year that we're having, a lot of nor'easters can happen, a lot of hurricanes start now. Uh-huh. Right now we have the rainy weather that we've been dealing with, but it hasn't been too bad. It's been a little quiet.
Yes.
It's been quiet.
The heat hasn't been as terrible?
Not really. We don't really deal with much that has to do with the weather. With the heat.
At least not out here. I mean, if you're
here
in California or Colorado,
exactly,
it's a different story. But
exactly,
out here, like you're saying, the hurricanes probably are the biggest one.
Yes.
So how did you get started in this? Did I miss that? I've been messing with the tech this whole time, unfortunately, because our headphones are something's funny over here this week.
Now I sound better, but I still sound muted.
Something's a little gargled.
If you guys can't hear us, you know,
let us know on Facebook.
Message us on our live feed on Girl Boss HCR and in Facebook.
Let us know. Yeah,
let
if you can
know,
hear us
please.
Or not. We can kind of hear ourselves.
That's funny. If you can't hear us, let us know.
That's true. That is true. On our first commercial break, we'll see if we can't get some of this figured out. But
Yeah, because some people might have just come on. And
for those who are just tuning in.
Yes. Yes. So how did you...
So I got started in with home inspection. That's actually how I started.
Okay, I did it with Belfour, though.
No,
okay.
I did it with another company when I took off from my career to have children and to raise them. And then when I went back, I started part-time with a home inspection company doing the sales for them.
Why did you choose to go that route with your career?
It was something that it was a friend of mine who had his own business and asked me if I would come back and just do some sales for him to help him.
And did
him
you
out.
Have any experience in this prior?
In sales I did,
but not in that's really
not
interesting.
Home inspection, other than the only home inspection I had for my own home.
Yeah.
but that's how I started. And
that's great.
From that it just kept moving.
Huge learning curve then, huh?
It really was.
What advice would you give to somebody that wants to kind of follow in your footsteps?
Know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because it is a male, it's dominated by mostly male. And you're dealing with people who come in, adjusters, mm-hmm. who really want to just get their job done. They really don't want to have to listen to someone, especially if they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So my advice is to know what you're doing, know what you're talking about.
How did you learn all of that? Again, because you didn't have a background in homes or commercial properties or inspections.
Well, good question. And luckily, each company that I worked for had training. And it was about 2 weeks training.
That's great.
And they don't send you out until you know every little bit about it. And that's the way it should be anyway.
Yeah,
especially
with
Belfour, because there are so many different avenues that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of learning, and I'm still learning.
Do you have any fun facts that you learned about inspections?
About inspections?
Or whatever your sales
restoration,
or anything. Yeah.
Yeah, she does now sales and restoration. Well, either one, yeah.
Well, it's you have to try to keep positive mm-hmm. and keep the humor. Because
that must
we
be
work
tough
with
sometimes.
A lot of devastation.
That must be tough sometimes.
It is. But... you have to always focus on the end result mm-hmm. and helping someone get back into their home or back into their business. And once you've done that, it's so rewarding.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good point. We're going to sneak off to our first commercial break on that note and try to get some of this figured out on our end. All right. So we'll see you guys soon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Girl Boss with me and my co-host, Devin. Today we're talking all things restoration. What, did you not put me
we
up?
We need to be restored. All right. Right,
welcome
now.
Back, you guys, to Girl Boss with me and Devin, who's working over there furiously to get this right. All right. Okay, we're talking all things restoration with
there.
Our Belfour salesperson, Janice Schüttler.
Okay. Hi, Janice.
Hi.
Sorry that you're dealing with this today. Yeah. It's been an interesting day, I guess.
This is fun.
Always an exciting adventure here at Girl Boss. That's the way we roll, right? So, all right. So you know what? I want to find out how people in the audience, I'm sure by this point, are extremely curious to get in touch with you or find you. So how do they find you?
So you can either call our office. So let's say I make contact with a customer of mine. If they've had, most of my business comes through either insurance, property managers.
So can I tell my insurance company I want to use you?
Yes.
See, that's something most of us don't know. Like they just they feel like we're at the whim of the insurance company.
Exactly. But you have a right to choose whoever you want to work with.
Just like with car insurance.
Exactly.
It's the same principle.
The insurance companies will recommend who they would want you to work with or just recommend. But you have the right to choose who you want.
So you tell your insurance company, I want Belfour Insurance. And then they call your company.
Belfour Restoration.
Belfour Restoration.
Yeah.
And either they'll have my business
card. Or Belfour
card,
Restoration.
And they can... My customers can call me directly on my cell. I'm 24/7. I always have my phone by me because it is a 24/7 emergency service company. So if they can't get me through my cell phone, they will call my office, and we have Belfour employees who are on call 24 hours a day, and they would send it out through their New Jersey claims, and it would automatically go in as a claim, and we'll have a project manager on call, and they will get that call and call the customer right back. If I don't, they will.
Okay, so how do we know if we're your customer? Because I want to work with you. I don't want to work with somebody else in your company. You know, I want to call you if I have something major.
That's a good question. We have a program that all of my clients are in my program under my name. So let's just say you call the office, or you even email. You can even email the office, and it'll go in as a claim. They will automatically put it towards me because I'm in the program. I'm in the system.
Yeah. So, but everybody in New Jersey then?
Yes.
Is your customer?
No. No,
darn
that
it.
Would be awesome.
Yeah.
So
I would never sleep.
Is like the first step. How do we know? How do we become your client?
That's my job, is to go to in either insurance or property managers or people like that and develop a relationship with them.
Ah.
And so let's say you're an insurance agent and I developed a relationship with you. You have all my information. You're in my system. So one of your clients then has a water damage, let's say, you would either have them call me directly or they would call the office. And because your information is already in.
Yes, yeah, that's how it gets into your system.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So, we want to encourage all of our insurance agents and all of our property managers to call you.
That would be great.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, make sure that everybody who is dealing with property in this county, everybody who is an insurance agent in this county, gets a hold of you. And then we build those relationships. And then we, as individuals, can make sure that we get Janice.
Well, why would we want to use you? What does your company offer?
Well, that's an awesome question, let me tell you.
She's sharp at
that.
Let
me answer that for you. Just so you know, we are global. So we are in 22 other countries. We are, like I said, the world's largest restoration company. We can start a job and we can finish the job with one call, which is important when you've had a disaster of any kind.
That's cool.
You don't have to worry about someone else finishing, let's say, the sheetrock. Or we start the job, we get the permits. We do, if there's demolition, we do that. There is not one thing anyone has to do as far as making calls for someone, another subcontractor or anything like that.
So when you say you GC a job.
We GC
a
job.
You really do GC it, yeah.
That's right, from start to finish. So it's one call, and mm-hmm. that is important. And a lot of the other restoration companies are very good, but they may not be able to handle commercial or getting the permits and all of that. So on every job, we have a project manager, we have an estimator, and we have our workers that, have been with us for a very long time, over 25 years.
So it's great locally and globally.
Correct.
So there are people that have properties, businesses with commercial warehouses or something.
Absolutely.
Overseas.
Absolutely,
or in another
yes.
country, and you're there.
Absolutely.
So they know they've got you here, and they can get to know you, and they have you over there.
That's so what are some of the biggest projects that you've done? Do you have any like claims to fame or anything like that?
Well, I can speak for Belfour itself. We restored the Statue of Liberty during Sandy.
That's incredible.
And that's amazing.
Yeah.
What type of restoration? What happened? I wasn't here for Sandy. I was in another part of the U.S., so I didn't get to.
Oh, okay. Sandy was a very large hurricane that, mm-hmm. that came through and devastated so many people mm-hmm. and so many businesses. One was the Statue of Liberty. And we got called in to restore it. And we did, and I wish I had pictures to show with you, but it was amazing.
What type of damage was caused to the Statue of Liberty, I guess?
There was a lot of structural damage.
Of course.
A lot of structural mm-hmm. damage, and so that was repaired. Also, we have our own marine division.
Wow.
So the Cornucopia, do you remember that boat that
yes.
went over? Well,
the Italian thing. Right.
Right.
We went sideways on the rock or something, the island.
We restored that.
Yeah.
So we went in and restored that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And
big job.
One of the other things, too, that amazes me is we have the resources to, so let's say there is a large devastation like Sandy, where last year Harvey and all that went on in all the different areas.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is we can bring in, we can bring in as much equipment as is needed. So we'll buy every piece of equipment out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're able to, because a lot of times during a hurricane,
yeah,
people don't have the enough machinery, they don't have the fans, they don't have a lot of the equipment because it goes so fast.
Right.
Well, we have the resources to bring it in from all over.
And how soon can you get down there? Because our biggest problem, we have property down in the Keys. Mm-hmm. So with Irma,
right.
One road in, one road out.
Oh, yeah.
It was very difficult for us to get the equipment down there. Because first off, you can only have certain people allowed onto the island. And then you need to get fuel onto the island. You need to repair the roads. And then you can start bringing in some heavy machinery to start removing the debris, et cetera.
Right. So when something like that happens and we're aware of it, we start going mm-hmm. before it even happens.
Got it.
And we have our trailers. They're our CAT mm-hmm. team that go out there. And we bring it out there, and you can actually live in there. So let's say it's a business. What we do is we'll bring it out there, and we'll work out of the trailer. Mm-hmm. We'll bring in the companies to work in the trailer so that they don't lose business during a storm. If their office or their building is under water, we'll bring them into this two-story trailer.
Wow.
That has a kitchen. It has beds. It has...
It's like a FEMA trailer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And very much like that, yes. And so we'll bring them in there and their employees in there to work.
And that's all part of their insurance claim.
Correct.
That's
and so
incredible.
This way, their business is still up and running, even though they're not in their office.
Yeah. Yeah, so, as up and running as it can be, of course. But that's amazing.
And situations like hurricanes yeah. and like Sandy and all last year, every one that we had last year, we rode in with those, and we came in with all our workers and our techs, and we got there before the hurricane hit, so that when it hit, we were ready. Mm-hmm. And we were able to just go in and start restoring as much as we can, as fast as we can. It's amazing.
So a lot to manage.
It is.
A lot to manage and make sure everything's getting done when it has to get done. But it's amazing that you guys can do that, that you have the resources.
It is. It's unbelievable.
You love your job, don't you?
I do.
You can tell. That's wonderful.
I do. It's just so, like I said, it's very helpful knowing that you're actually helping.
Absolutely. Well, and if something happens to your own house or your friends or family too, you're definitely a resource for them.
Right.
With how to take care of the next steps.
On the average, how long, let's say for a fire, mm-hmm. how long does it take for restoration to happen on an average? Will you do commercial and residential? I always think residential, but I don't know if it really matters the difference, but I don't know if you said that already, but what's the average time for total restoration?
Well, it's really hard to give a time on that because it all depends on how bad the fire was, how much damage is there, whether, the size of the property. But we start immediately. As soon as we can get the permits to go in and the okay from the fire marshal, we're mm-hmm. in. Hmm. And we'll work around the clock until it's done, including weekends.
Yeah, having you guys do the permitting and everything is a big benefit. When you're grieving a loss, it's so hard to try and figure out who to go to. Did you get all the proper permits? Is there going to be a problem once you start restoration? So it's really comforting to know that you guys handle all of that.
Yes, and it's important, like I said before, to be able to get it all done mm-hmm. without having to deal with, like you said, the customer or someone else trying to get all the permits. We already go in, we get them. We work with 99% of the insured market, so
wow,
we're very well known out there.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So any other, you said the Statue of Liberty is a big one that you guys have done.
The cornucopia.
Because you guys must, around the world, there must be so many. Unfortunately, it's very sad that this, that we have these type of events. But do you work with FEMA at all?
We do. We work with them, together with them, mm-hmm. And the Red Cross. We work well with all of them. Yes.
There's always something happening around the world,
I'll tell you.
There's always
safety.
Some disaster happening.
There is, unfortunately.
Goodness. Yeah, did you hear about that? That was really amazing how they got those kids out of the cave in Thailand.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, I did hear about that.
Amazing technology.
Well,
you know, planning and everything.
When there's a disaster somewhere around the world.
I was going to say, it must be so different for you.
Well, what happens is we all get a call, and they ask for volunteers to go. And we'll go. So during Hurricane Harvey, so we were in Texas, we were in Florida, we were in Puerto Rico. And we just get our resources together. So if we're not having too much going on here, so we pull from areas that are not getting hit.
Yeah.
And we go. And so
yeah, that must be different because, you know, for us, when Irma was coming, it's like, okay, like we have to get down there. We have to put our storm windows, you know, close our storm shutters, make sure that the boat's safe and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Whereas for you, if something was happening, I mean, you guys we're running away from it and you guys are running towards it.
Exactly. We're storm chasers, I guess. Sort of.
In a sense, right? Well, we're going to swing off to our news break and our weather. So we'll be back in a few minutes.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, went on CNN and Fox and said that collusion is not a crime. Now, he did also declare that President Trump is absolutely innocent in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Now, because there were some questions as to his comments earlier, he did go back on Fox to clarify his remarks.
So when I said today that there was no collusion and therefore and that collusion also is no crime, I've been saying that from the very beginning. So did John Dowd. It's a very, very familiar lawyer's argument that the alternative, my client didn't do it. And even if he did it, it's not a crime.
About 10,000 more people were ordered to evacuate as two wildfires head towards small lake towns in Northern California. Earlier today, a CAL FIRE spokesman explained why it's been so difficult to contain these fires.
With the intensity that we have here, it's really hard to stop a fast-moving, wind-driven fire.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
The Attorney General's formed a religious liberty task force at his department, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Calling religious liberty the nation's first freedom, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the formation of the Religious Liberty Task Force at the Justice Department on Monday morning.
The task force will help the department fully implement our religious liberty guidance by ensuring that all Justice Department components, and we got a lot of components around the country, are upholding that guidance in the cases they bring and defend, the arguments they make in court, the policies and regulations they adopt, and how we can conduct our operations.
Sessions says every American has a constitutional right to fully exercise religious beliefs. He calls it a noble tradition that will continue to be protected. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 144 points to close the day at 25,306. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A new study by Deloitte came out and said that millennials, 43% of them, expect to leave their current job within 2 years. Larry Winget is a pit bull of personal development. He joined Fox News to talk about why people sometimes seem to get bored, especially millennials, with their job.
Well, we need to look at why this is really happening. You know, I have three grandsons, and they get all into something, and they're into it for a little while, and then they run over and start doing something else, and then they get bored with that and go do something else. And we have to understand that this story, just like with my grandkids, is about maturity. And these kids are immature. They're letting their feelings and their emotions run their lives. And mature people don't do that. We're about commitment, responsibility. When you give your word, you keep it. And that's what taking a job is all about. When you give your word that you're going to show up and you work, you keep it. That's a character issue. And that's taught by parents.
Winget also reminds us of one key thing.
We have to always remember when we're talking about millennials, we're not talking about the majority of millennials. 43% is approaching a pretty good number, though. But they also have to remember that at some point, after they followed their bliss, they quit their job. And, you know, the story is a story I was just reading about this topic. They got a kid that's 27 years old. Well, that's not a kid anymore. He's making over $100,000 a year, and he just can't understand why they'll only give him 2 weeks off. He just can't deal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Okay, weather for today, high of 81, a low of 61. We're going to have a little clouds and some sun until, of course, that sets. All right, Tuesday, we can look forward to a high of 75, a nice, beautiful, sunny day. It'll turn a little cloudy. We're going to have a low of 64. And Wednesday, August 1st, we can look forward to something in between. 77, bring your umbrella because we may get a thunderstorm or two in the afternoon. And we're going to have a low of 63.
My weather and your weather are way different.
Oh, what's your weather say? This look, AccuWeather.
So we're talking tonight, showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms. Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms.
Oh, interesting.
Thursday, thunderstorms.
It could be because I had
Thursday night, thunderstorms. Friday, thunderstorms. Friday night.
Okay, so the weather for today.
I like yours
showers
better.
And thunderstorms. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms. And we can look forward to showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Don't forget your umbrellas, everybody. It's going to be a very interesting next few days.
Bad hair.
Yep.
Sorry about that. The '70s
and the '80s.
Not
always.
Being useful today. Forget the phone. Forget the iPhone and the weather.
We'll be better next week. Poor Janice.
No, this is fun. It's great. You guys are great.
She deals with disasters on a regular basis.
So. I'm here for you.
So ours isn't any
That's
different.
Why we have Janice here today just to deal with our disaster. I love our show. Our show's amazing and fun. It's an amazing day. Last week was a super day. Next week I'll have another wonderful descriptive adverb or adjective.
Adjective.
Oh, yeah, day. It's an adjective.
All right, guys. Welcome back.
Okay. Yes, welcome back to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Deb Hill in for Brooke Sellis for the summer. As Brooke is probably rolling her eyes up there in Maine. Love you, Brooke.
She stopped listening. She checked out about 10 minutes ago.
So anyway, back to the business of Girl Boss. We were talking in the break a little bit, and you guys really should hear the break questions because I think those are always the most awesome. Devin gets.
I'm just going to start turning your mics on when you have no idea.
Yeah, because they're really great questions. We were talking a little bit. Janice has a hero for a significant other, and I think they fit each other very, very well.
Aww.
You know, it's like Superman and Lois Lane.
Yes.
He's just a really interesting person.
What do you mean?
Tell us about him a little bit. Yeah.
Well, I will tell you that he is a recipient of the Carnegie Award for heroism.
Mm-hmm. Oh my!
He went
a true hero.
He is. He went into a burning building to rescue a woman who had fallen out of her wheelchair. She was crippled. She was 70 years old, and the house was engulfed in flames. He went in to rescue her.
Is he on the fire department?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Right? Just a person.
He was just...
Civilian.
Civilian. Stopped at a light. And
the fire department wasn't there yet?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, because if the fire department's there, you do not...
No.
mess with them.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
So this was before any of that happened. It just caught on fire, and he ran in there and got her out?
Right. He went in. A little boy was outside and asked for his help. Please help me. And at that point, he did not see the fire. And he says, what do you mean? What's wrong? And she says, my grandma is out in there. You need to help her. And at that point is when he saw the flames coming through the window. And he went in immediately, just went in. And the whole place was in flames. And he went to get her, picked her up, dead weight, and proceeded to try to get her out of the house when the door slammed shut. So now he's in flames, she's in flames, the house is in flames.
Oh, my God.
And actually, you should interview him one day to tell the story, because it's bone-chilling the way he tells it. I'm not giving it justice at all, but he managed to get the door, crack it open by hitting it with his shoulder, and opened the door. And as he opened it, I guess a back, they call it a backflip.
Yeah, oh, yeah, those are.
And threw him out.
Because it allows the oxygen to get back into the...
And unfortunately, he got thrown out of the house along with the woman who...
Oh, my God.
He got her to the door, and she died.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Oh.
And he was out on the grass and going into shock. He was burned from the waist up. I believe it's 45% of his body.
Jeez.
Second and third degree burns. They got him to the hospital. They immediately induced a coma on him for 3 months. And
were you guys married for all of this?
No.
I couldn't imagine how you would have. Oof.
Now, Eddie and I were in kindergarten together.
Oh, I was going to say that. Very next question. Sweet. How did you meet?
So, and then he went off to Catholic school, and I stayed in public, and then he came back in ninth grade, and I fell in love with him. And I'm like, who is this? He didn't even know I existed. And then we went our separate ways. You know, we went, you know, our lives separately, and then about 10 years ago, both our mutual friends got married, high school friends. Because at this point, I, you know, was divorced, and so was he, and we both got invited to the wedding. Didn't know it, and that's how we met.
Aww.
How we reunited, I guess, since kindergarten.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that is wonderful.
It's a great story. It really is a good story.
It is a great story.
Yeah, and he's an amazing man. He really is. He's quite amazing, and he has such an outlook on life, such a positive outlook on life. And sometimes I've learned a lot from him in trying to be as more positive.
Well, he's learned a lot from you too, of course.
Yes.
I mean, like you were saying before, I think that's fantastic advice. Focus on, in the restoration business, focus on the end result.
Exactly.
You know, not the trouble that you're going through at this time, because, you know, you'll get through it.
That's right.
Be better for it. So
that's
amazing.
Right. Exactly.
That's really good. We're going to step off. That was a quick one. That was really quick.
We had a lot of issues.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Wasted time.
Wasn't wasted. You can't waste time. Anyway, commercial break. We will be back.
That's a good point.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Anything that you proceed to say is going to be live.
Welcome to Girl Boss. Welcome back with Devin LeCompte and Deb Hill in for the summer for Brooke Sellis. And we're talking with Janice Schittler, everything restoration.
Belfour restoration.
Yes, Belfour restoration. So, okay. Well, let's see. During the break, did we talk about anything interesting that
the technology is getting
better
on our end. That was a positive. I think we had a phone call. Guys, just so everybody knows, we do this in our spare time. This is a hobby for us. This is all volunteer.
This is great, though.
None of this. We're not being paid for this. So
yes, but we do have
a reflection on the rest of our.
We do have big plans for this, though, right, Devin?
We do.
We have some really good plans. We really want to show off Hunterdon County businesses.
Embrace the local community.
So if you are a business owner and you're out there,
call us.
Just a little push for our Girl Boss.
Not on HCR, but
we'd love to do a one-minute video, show you off a little bit. And come in and talk with us about why you got into your business.
We can put you in the hot seat.
Yeah.
For
it's
all those
really, really fun.
From Hunterdon County.
And Hunterdon County loves to hear about that, you know?
Yeah. Well, we have so many great local businesses. So Deb and I, two weeks ago now, spent the afternoon and went and walked all up and down Flemington. I lived in Flemington for a brief while and, knew Main Street. And we met so many amazing people. When we did talking to the business owners about our radio show, we have a fantastic, fantastic business voice out there, and we are hoping that this can be an outlet for you guys. So
yeah, I love our Main Street, and a lot of people are moving into this area, and they don't know necessarily about the local businesses, and they'd love to find out more about the local businesses.
How to get your printing materials made is one of the places that we went into. I mean, there's huge options in these communities in Hunterdon County. So come on out and let us know what you do and how you got started.
Yes, and it's really great that Janice is here with us telling us about her
business. For you business
today.
Owners, what happens if there's a disaster? You call Janice.
Yeah, everyone, call Janice.
Yes, Belfour Restoration.
I used to be a resident of Flemington. Yes, I love Flemington.
Yes, Flemington's great.
I wish I could move back.
Maybe we wish you could, too.
Do you do any historical renovations?
Oh, yes.
So for something like the Chamber of Commerce just did, it's a much smaller renovation than what you guys, or restoration than what you guys generally do, I'm sure. But for the chamber building that we're in, they have a few local contractors and architects that came in and they restored this building. Is that something that Belfour can do?
Yes, we do. We do a lot of restoration for historical buildings. That takes a lot of time.
Restoration, not renovation, though.
Either one.
Okay.
Belfour does either one.
So if there's not a natural disaster, you can still come in and renovate the
building.
Yes,
we can.
Oh, good
yes,
to know.
Yes, yes. So all that is takes a little bit more time because we have to get work with architects in the area and get a lot of the blueprints and all of that and make sure that it's all the way, it should be as far as the
reno.
For the
For like preservation?
Yes, yes, exactly.
Like to
thank
preserve
you.
A certain look or a certain
style? I got a
little
tongue tied there.
So you have to be in with the proper, all the hooks and doorbells
right.
and all that kind of
right.
stuff to make it.
Preserve it the proper way.
To its era.
Now, that correct. Wouldn't be done through insurance. Is that a direct-to-consumer option that you guys offer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. We don't just work with insurance. We also okay. work with the non-insured as well.
And you and as a sales rep as well. You as
yes.
a sales rep as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's why we said property managers earlier, to repeat the people that you are looking to begin or continue relationships with, property managers, insurance agents,
facility managers,
historical societies.
Historical societies, we work with a lot of them. Also schools. I do a lot of work in schools. Some of the schools I work in right now are over 100 years old.
Oh, yeah. They need a lot of restoration / renovation.
Yes. So we do a lot of schools. We do nursing homes, hospitals. Uh-huh. You know, think about it. There can be... unfortunately, a devastation can happen anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of different areas in which we can work in. Mm-hmm.
So what's next for you? Is this it?
Oh,
this is your happy
what's
here?
Next
this
for me? That's a good question.
It is a good question.
So next would be, I guess, I don't want to say retirement. I am a grandmother of three.
Oh, my goodness.
Woo, yay.
But
you're way young. To be a grandmother of three, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You must have been a child bride.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. So I don't know. I like to travel. I'm the kind of person that will probably be working forever. I cannot not work. I cannot not do something.
I know, right?
I have to be involved in something. So that's a good question. What's next for me? I'm not sure right now because I really love what I'm doing. I'm probably... going to be in this field for in one way or another in somehow.
That's great.
I could see you doing mission work or something like that.
I could see me doing that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and Eddie
what you're doing
mission
now
work? Though.
It kind mean, it really
profit,
is.
It's, but it, in a sense you're going out to, you know, these areas that are in need of redevelopment.
Right. And you're right. And it is. I think one of the hardest part one of the fields that I find the hardest to deal with are the suicides, because we also do that as well.
Oh,
that's the hardest part. Those are the hardest ones. Deaths. We do a lot of that. But other than that, it's somebody has to do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. God bless you for doing that one.
We mentioned Puerto Rico before. You said that you do go down there. Do you go into poverty-stricken areas?
If there's a disaster out there, and like for last year with the hurricanes that hit Puerto Rico, we went out there. We don't go in for any other reason than
of course, yeah,
than a disaster. Mm-hmm. If they need us, there was I think a Honda plant that was underwater there.
A what?
No, it was in Mexico, the Honda dealer.
Oh, wow,
a large Honda plant where they. Mm-hmm. And we were asked to go out there to help out as far as that goes. So, mm-hmm. like I said, we pull resources from all over the country in order to
get the job done. So did you guys get that back out of on dry land?
Yes, we as fast as we can get it back out, up and running, and get your business back in shape again and running again is really the goal.
Details. I mean, there's so much
a lot
that goes
of details,
into that.
Especially
all
with a fire.
Equipment, the mechanics.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just structural.
Right. We also do machinery recovery as well. So, I mean,
You mean for
we can restore
what kind of machinery? Farm equipment, landscaping equipment.
Well, in these big commercial buildings.
In commercial buildings, things like that.
So if you think of the Honda plant, you know.
Right,
they
exactly.
Have,
oh,
good
their
point.
Specific machinery. Sorry, guys, it took me a while. No. Some people out there may not know either, so it's good
exactly,
that I didn't have
exactly.
a brain about that one. But yeah, so all of the specific machinery to create the
exactly
the manufacturing of a Honda or a Krispy Kreme donut.
Oh boy!
Hey, I love where you're going.
I was near a Tim Hortons this weekend. Just near it, not in it, guys, but just near.
Oh, I love where you're going.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I guess that's something that you forget about with these, huge disasters is that, you know, it's not only people losing their homes and everything that they have, you know, where they live, but for these large business owners too. Hopefully, you know, they have plans in place in case something does happen, but it still puts them out of business for quite some time.
And that's a very good point. A lot of times as salespeople, we'll go into businesses and get a plan for them in case of a disaster. And we'll put together a plan as to who to call, or we'll keep it so that we know who to call, who their electrician is, who their plumber is, where all of the fuse boxes are, and so that if something does happen, we already go in. We'll have them even sign, for us to go in an authorization, so that if that does happen in the middle of the night, because a lot of this stuff,
it's always in the middle
of the night. So instead of waiting to get authorization, we already have that on file, and so we can already start the job, and that just gets it done much quicker that way.
Wow!
So we're prepared.
How long have you guys been around?
Oh, wow. We've been around for many, many, many years.
10, 20s?
Over 60, yes, 60 plus. Our CEO, I don't know if you're familiar with him, Sheldon Yellen, he was on Undercover Boss.
Oh, that's
great.
We're going
to
have to find
that. Now we got to go watch that. Yeah.
Where's headquarters based?
Michigan.
Okay. Not too far.
Oh, that's I have family in Michigan. I should go meet him.
Good
you
come
yeah,
with
you
me,
should. James. I would love to. I only met him once, and he's great. He's amazing. He's been on the Today Show. Last year, he gave over $1,000 to a church in Harvey, in Texas, during Harvey.
During Harvey, yeah.
And I think $1,000 to a school in Florida. And he does a lot of charity and a lot of he loves to give back to the community, and that's what's so great about him. And that's what's so great about working for this company.
Again, it's a private company. It doesn't have stockholders.
No, it is not.
So this man giving,
yes,
is, that's actually really big when you think about the profit margins we work at as private companies.
Correct.
Much smaller, tighter. And
exactly. And we're not a franchise, which also actually means a lot, because
that's really interesting, actually.
With franchises, you don't know who you're going to get when you make
you
that
call.
You don't
know who owns the,
exactly.
the location. It doesn't go back to the one person.
Right. And if a call comes in the middle of the night, again, that call center is going to send you to who's ever in that area. They're not going to send the person that you have developed a relationship with or an office that you've developed a relationship with. So with Belfour, you're going to get that person. We're not a franchise. So And you don't have to. Everybody works the same. Mm-hmm. With working with a franchise company, every office is individually owned and every office is individually run. Mm-hmm. So they're not all the same.
Quality control
exactly.
is an issue. With
so with Belfour, it's one company. You're going to get one person, and you're going to make that one call, and they're going to handle everything. Mm-hmm. So it makes it.
Very
it
nice.
Is something to think about. For future, I mean, none of us like to think about having a flood or a fire, but it really is something that you should think about.
You want to think about it before it happens, not after.
Absolutely.
Having lived through a few of them myself, it's matter of when, not a matter of if.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming. That's going to wrap our show up for today, but we really did appreciate it. That's fascinating learning all of that.
Well,
it
thank
really
you so much
really,
for
really
having
fun.
Me. It was
thank
a lot
you.
Of fun here today. Thank you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.